This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with the great analyst Jack Posobiec. How big is this Supreme Court ruling, 9-0? I see it as a repudiation, not just of them trying to take Trump off the ballot and steal the election up front, but a repudiation of all the lawfare and a major signal that the deep state's not about to get what they want and that they're not all-powerful and the tide's turning against them. Do you agree with that? Expand on that. And we know the enemy isn't going to give up. What tricks do you think are going to be up their sleeves?
Well, Alex, I agree with most of what you said there. I don't necessarily... The part that I would say that I have a different view is that you say that this might be the end of all the lawfare. It certainly won't be the end of the lawfare, but it does signal that the lawfare is producing diminishing returns. Again, President Trump has a case coming up at the end of this month that no one's even talking about with Alvin Bragg. This is the Stormy Daniels, the so-called hush money case that's coming up in New York. And nobody cares because all of the New York cases have been a complete joke. This entire case itself is a joke. But of course, the Democrats will not falter from there in the same way that Victoria Nuland will never stop attempting to start a war with Russia to produce regime change. You will never see the Democrats do that. And that's why you must read their publications. The Atlantic magazine is the mouthpiece of the thinking left. This is sort of like it's like the brain bug in Starship Troopers. That's the Atlantic. So when you read the Atlantic, that's like talking to the brain bug to figure out what they're up to. And here's what the Atlantic had last week. How Democrats could disqualify Trump if the Supreme Court doesn't. Without clear guidance from the court, House Democrats suggest that they might not certify a Trump win on January 6th. So, of course, January 6th is the day that we should now be talking about everything else. But January 6th is actually the day that they're supposed to be certifying the vote. Well, they're saying that if Democrats win the House, that the new plan is to have Democrats win the House and then refuse to certify the election, which, ironically enough, is exactly what Trump was asking to happen on the previous January 6th. Now, of course, we know that didn't end up happening, but what they're saying specifically is if Trump wins and House Democrats win the election, take back the House, then under the 14th Amendment, they could, using the power of Congress, and this is what the Supreme Court held 9-0 yesterday, that only Congress can decertify a president and disqualify them for the presidency. They're saying, well, let's take back the House and then disqualify Trump anyway. These people will not stop. These people are disgusting, and this is the absolute threat that we must look at. So we have to make sure, Alex, that these guys not only do not maintain the White House, we have to make sure the House and the Senate are not flipped either.
Jack, I want to just say I agree with you that lawfare is not going to go away. I meant the Supreme Court is signaling, I should have been specific, that they're going to be blocking the out-of-control kangaroo yes. court level garbage directed
at
Trump.
And by the way,
Trump.
Jamie Raskin has said they're already working on it. Jamie Raskin came out with didn't
they want legislation in Congress.
He came out and said we're going to do it.
Absolutely. So how is this shaping up? Because I see them more and more shifting their rhetoric. We should still go out and vote, folks. This isn't a done deal yet. But more and more they're saying, okay, if he gets in, we're going to do X, Y, Z, race riots, all the rest of it. Why do you think they're saying that?
Because they realize they don't have COVID on the books right now. They've been trying to turn Gaza and Hamas into kind of a BLM redux. It's not really working. You're getting these guys like Aaron Bushnell in front of the Israeli embassy. It's just not producing the same type of effect that George Floyd and the BLM operations are because you can't use the same networks. So what they're going to attempt to do is prevent Trump from maintaining the win and maintaining the power when he gets in office. This is why we need to deliver a resounding victory in November. Vote any way you possibly can. We have to defeat the margin of fraud in November on this November 5th. And you just need millions and millions of patriots storming the ballot box on Election Day. That's how you beat these people, by having a solidified MAGA leadership across the board.
Absolutely. And you go back to that Atlantic article, it is the brain bug of the system. They just said, oh, when he wins, we'll just decertify it. Trump was just calling for a 10-day investigation to perhaps decertify it. They basically indict him for that, but then say they're going to go even further. These people are out of gas. The world's waking up to them, but a dangerous cornered animal is a real threat. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the UK, Samuel Malia, no criminal record, sentenced to 2 years in prison for his speech promoting bumper stickers, talking about the invasion of Europe and the destruction of Western culture. We'll talk to his wife in a moment.
We stopped globalism.
You only postponed it. Globalism is inevitable.
We're not fighting Terminator 2s. We're not fighting T1s. We're fighting people that have fallen to Satan.
And quite frankly, if Ukraine falls, I really believe that NATO will be in a fight with Russia.
Well, if we don't aid Ukraine, Putin will be walk all over Ukraine. We will lose the war, and we could be fighting in Eastern Europe in a NATO ally in a few years. Americans won't like that.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight because it's nature that we're talking about, and they will be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing.
It's so crazy. It's so big. It's so out of control. I can't even believe I'm saying it. Like, it doesn't sound true.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin warning the U.S. against any deeper involvement in Moscow's war with Ukraine, saying there's the risk of a global nuclear conflict.
And then in the middle of that, you've got Vladimir Zelensky, who's obviously on methamphetamine and so many other drugs, and he's in a new interview with MSNBC, and he is just blasted. Absolutely blasted. And he's already launched missiles at Poland repeatedly and claimed the Russians did it.
And soldiers there told me they have to ration their ammunition. They don't have enough weapons to advance. They can only defend themselves. In some cases, they're losing territory. What happens to your country if this American aid doesn't arrive?
We will lose a lot of people.
So they're telling you, hey, we're at war with Russia, just incrementally. Yeah, we're probably going to send troops. They're already there. Yeah, we're not going to lose this war. Yeah, we overthrew the government 10 years ago. They're just, so it's incremental. Like, you wake up and you're at war with Russia.
So just a couple days ago, there was a leak from the CIA to the New York Times. This wasn't a leak. This is controlled propaganda, basically laying out the fact that we've had an ongoing intelligence relationship with the Ukrainians here. We have secret bases on the Russian-Ukraine border. And we've also intended on continuing these covert actions against Russia for many years now. And so now we're being told that these programs are very successful. It's basically all that's keeping Putin at bay. And if we don't continue to support these programs, well, the next thing you know, Vladimir Putin's going to take over all of Ukraine. How would we feel if Russia had secret intelligence bases on the Mexican side of the U.S. border or the Canadian side of the U.S. border and then was talking about including Mexico and Canada in some kind of, you know, Russian-Chinese alliance? That'd be a bright red line for us as well.
And then they go around and brag. You say, why do they do that? Because it's about the arrogance.
The American people's voice are what needs to be heard.
Yeah, because, they are being
because
heard.
Our president is not speaking for the American people, and
well,
neither are you.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion.
But well, then sit down. We've heard your opinion.
Try to push us to World War III.
Oh,
do you understand? It's not about Israel and Palestine. It's not about football.
Because they want to tell you and then say, but it doesn't exist.
What I have done is I have asked Hillary Rodham Clinton to denounce the president's openly warmongering, suicidal, idiotic speech.
And
that's
I'll give
what
you my answer. I will
that's
not
what I've done.
It's like letting 200-something thousand criminals out of jail, rapists, you know, armed robbers in Houston. It, you're like, doesn't make sense.
$165 billion is what U.S. taxpayers have sent to Ukraine to fund this pointless war. And I got some facts for you. With $165 billion, we could have built the border wall 6 times over to stop illegal immigration. We could have rebuilt Flint, Michigan's water system 215 times over again. We could have given every single homeless veteran $2 million. $2 million! We could have given every single family that was impacted by the Maui wildfires $50 million each. And I think this is the craziest one. We literally could have ended homelessness in the United States, all homelessness, 8 times over again.
It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to make you give up. Don't give up. Count on God. Point your spiritual antenna at God and fight this because the devil's going to lose. Don't give up. Do the opposite and fight it and you get stronger. A prominent Blaze reporter with no criminal record who touched nobody and did nothing at the Capitol has been arrested. Bringing him on later in the week, Steve Baker. Laura Towler is Sam Malia's wife over in the UK. Just sentenced to 2 years in prison over anti-immigration stickers and a mom to a 2-year-old girl with another baby on the way in 6 weeks. She's also the deputy leader of Patriotic Alternative, which is Britain's largest and most active nationalist organization, patrioticalternative.org.uk. Telegram, she is Patriotic Alternative official. Western civilization is under attack. White people are under attack. I love everybody. I'm not Adolf Hitler. But when the left mobilizes the 93% of the world that's not white to then say white people are bad, we have 20-1 black-on-white crime in the big cities, 10-1 in the rural areas. It's not the majority of black folks, but it's a very active minority that's attacking us. And the FBI and the ADL fight like the devil to cover that up. It needs to be repudiated. If we had 20-1 white-on-black crime, I'd be against it. And her husband put out stickers that I agree with almost all of them. I don't try to, you know, make the whole thing Jewish or whatever, but he has that right to say that and do that if a lot of the main refugee groups are leftist Jewish organizations. Even if it wasn't true, he has a right, but it's true. So this is so dangerous. And you say, well, that's the UK. Everything you see in the EU and the UK, remember they had the deputy head of the EU 6 months ago, I played the clip like 30 times, sitting there talking to members of the U.S. Congress, the Davos group. She says, oh, you're going to be shutting your free speech down soon too, right? They're like, yes. So you say what you want about Elon Musk, but he's opened up stuff, you know, way more than everywhere else. So we're thankful for what we're getting there. But Samuel Malia, we'll roll some B-roll of him going into court. Then he was sentenced. Then his wife came out and made a statement. I'm going to post her statement on The Real Alex Jones on X. We'll also post it at Infowars.com. But she's live with us now. Samuel Malia, That's spelled N-E-L-I-A. Far-right activist jailed after sticker campaign. I want to show you these stickers. It says things like, they seek conquest, not asylum. And it shows the image of the illegals running across. Why are Jews censoring free speech? I mean, it is the ADL groups doing that. It's not all the Jews, but you should, they have a right to say it, whether it's true or not. And so, again, you can say, well, see, he's putting up swastikas, which he's not. You take his right to do that, we all lose our rights. Ask not what Jews can do for your country. Ask what your country can do for Jews. And, again, the average Jew doesn't support this, in my view. But what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. This guy should not serve 2 years in prison for this because he put the stickers online for people to put out. Here's some of the other ones. I wanted to show the quote, most incendiary ones first. Tired of the anti-white propaganda? Diversity proximity war. And it just goes on from there. Here's another one. They have to go back. White privilege crossed out excellence. Remember, I'm all, people, TV viewers are like, why are you narrating it? We can see it. We're on hundreds of radio stations. So this is what he's spending 2 years in jail for. Import the third world, become the third world. Yeah, I sent you guys some video of Mali in Africa. Let's roll some of that. Here's some more. You got 2 years in prison for posting this online.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Admitted in court that he sent into prison to deter other people from being the same as Sam.
And I love the part about the stickers aren't illegal because they can't admit that they're trying to ban free speech in your country, the birthplace.
Yeah, but I'm really glad that you introduced some of the more controversial stickers, because there were stickers that said things like "Love Your Nation," "Reject White Guilt," "It's Okay to Be White." There were stickers about abortion. There were stickers about the LGBT community, about saving native species and the environment. There were stickers about COVID, and, you know, there was one saying, like, I think it said something like "pubs closed, borders open." Like, if you're locking us down and not allowing people to go to work and destroying businesses, why are the borders open so that...
Well, let me ask you this, Laura, because this is a Streisand effect. This is backfiring already. Where do we go to find your husband's stickers in total? And we'll just put them on screen while you're talking. Where's the best place?
Well, I'm a bit scared to share them because...
You'll get put in jail. Wow, you're in such a free
however,
country.
However, if you go to Telegram, it was called the 100 Handers, and the Telegram channel is still up. So if you want to go to the 100 Handers Telegram channel, you can go and see all of the stickers. There's 310 stickers in total.
The 100 Handers group.
Yeah, it's just called 100 Handers.
100 Handers on Telegram. And maybe I'll get arrested by the UK if I ever go back there.
Might be banned.
I mean, I'm going to show these. Everybody has a right to see these. Wow. And there you are. And I understand it. You're not in a free country saying you're afraid to even tell us where we can see what he's been put in jail for 2 years. That is literally Kafkaesque or 1984. You're not even allowed to discuss why the Ministry of Truth has disappeared him. Where is your husband right now?
He's in prison. He's in prison in Leeds. He got took down straight away on Friday. Luckily, his cellmate had some credit on his card, so he was able to phone me on, I think it was Sunday that he phoned me, and he just let me know that he was okay. But now I haven't heard from him since, because they're processing him through the system. He has to get my number confirmed. He has to allow his credit to sort of go onto his account and all that kind of stuff. So I haven't heard from him since Sunday. I am worried, but I think that's probably natural. I'm pretty sure he's okay. Waiting to get a phone call from him, really. But he's in prison.
Of course, they built COVID centers all over the country. I know he was an activist against that. They built them all over every Western country. They're now saying in Australia, the UK, when the next lockdown comes, if you criticize it, they're going to lock you up for your speech. So they're building political prisoner camps all over the Western world right under our noses and normalizing it by throwing your husband in jail for posting stickers online.
Well, that's the problem with these laws. They're written in such an ambiguous way that's open to interpretation. So they can pick and choose who they go after. And, you know, there are, like, far-left groups like Antifa and stuff, which literally put stickers up about murdering Tories, kill your local racist, kill your local fascist. They don't know what fascism is. But these people don't get targeted by the police. The police can pick and choose the individuals that they want to persecute. And because my husband is a white advocate, he's a white person who advocates for our people, and he criticizes the government, they've gone after him.
I was telling the crew that they should pull up Justin Trudeau in Canada. He's got legislation he's trying to ram through where you get life in prison for a hate crime, including speech.
I have seen that. That looks, it just looks terrifying, yeah. I mean, our laws are getting tighter and tighter and tighter over here. Rishi Sunak actually gave a speech, our Prime Minister, on Friday evening after Sam's conviction, and he was talking about coming down tough on Islamist extremists and far-right extremists. I mean, didn't it mean people like Sam? Are they going to toughen up law so that he can do even less, so that we're not allowed to go out and protest? You know, all this.
Well, that's how it's working. Look. They invade Ireland, they invade England, they invade Scotland. You even got your first minister in Scotland saying, we're too white, Scotland's bad, white people are bad. And so it's the UN, the globalists, bringing in the brown people and then training them to hate the white people. I mean, it'd be one thing if you just brought them in, but then didn't teach everybody white people are bad. It literally is like Hitler in reverse. It's racial politics run by the left because they know 93% of the world's not white. So they look at the numbers and say, we'll just be anti-white now and then make our political movement anti-white. It's insane. It's so evil.
Yeah, well, all of the main political leaders in Britain are foreign. You know, Ireland, Scotland, we've got Rishi Sunak in 10 Downing Street, the Mayor of London, who I'm sure you're familiar with, Sadiq Khan. We don't actually have an English or a British representative at one of those senior positions. And you're not allowed to talk about it unless you're celebrating it. So if I say British people are becoming a minority and I'm against it, I'm a bad person. But if the Guardian newspaper publishes an article saying the last days of a white world, and they celebrate it, it's a good thing. So you can only talk about demographic change if you're in favor of it.
I mean, it really is replacement migration. That's an official UN policy. But I have clips of the ADL saying, and different EU officials, if you talk about replacement migration, that's hate speech. We want to arrest you. It's the UN plan to depopulate the Western world. So I wonder why the left is openly anti-white, anti-Christian, because they are.
I think there's a lot of social pressure in Britain. I'm not sure if it's the same in the States, but there is a lot of social pressure over here, and people are very scared of words like racism. I mean, Sam's trial was a jury trial, and on that jury there were 3 foreign people and 9 white people, so 8 British people and 1 Polish woman, and just the pressure to argue for quote-unquote racism in front of a foreigner must have just been too much for them. But people are so terrified over here of the word racism and speaking out. And that's why I want people to just raise awareness of what's going on with Sam and just push back against it and say there's nothing wrong with these stickers, because hopefully it will embolden more people to say.
Absolutely. And let's look here. Here's some photos that are online of the stickers your husband put out that others got and posted. Smash fascism, all that stuff's fine. But then somebody else puts capitalism plus communism, 2 faces of the same shekel. And then somebody goes, oh, shekel's from Israel, so you can't say that. Look, either everybody has their free speech or nobody has it, folks. And I've been forced to, quote, be more radical, not because I hate any group or I'm out after any group, but because literally all over the Western world, white people are being demonized as the devil, just as Jews were in Nazi Germany. And we shouldn't sit here and take it, folks. I don't care what your background is, black, white, old, young. Nobody should be taking this crap. And the intimidation and the communists and the globalists using race as a way to intimidate people needs to end. We need to move the Overton window back to what Bill Maher said years ago. Everybody gets to speak. You don't get to ban Alex Jones. Everybody gets to speak.
Yeah, I mean, there are probably things that you and I disagree on, that probably quite a few things. But, you know, if I went out and I saw a sticker promoting communism, I wouldn't phone the police over it. Might take it down, but I wouldn't phone the police over it. And if people want to, you know, promote open borders and immigration and all this other stuff, I think that they should have the ability to. I think that we should have open and adult and mature discussions about these issues instead of sending people to prison. It's okay to disagree with somebody, but I think that everybody should believe that people have the right to share their opinions, especially when, he's not encouraging violence or anything. It's literally just saying, this is a problem that I've identified and I'm against it. When they silence topics like this, all they're doing is pushing them underground. People are not going to change their minds about it.
Laura, we got to go to break. Actually. Laura Towler at patrioticalternative.org.uk. I was about to go there next. They wanted to put him in jail for prison to send a message, but now they don't want to cover because it backfired. We'll talk about that paradox.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing
turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And his wife with a two-year-old baby girl and a baby 5.5 weeks out, 2 years in prison for his intent to expose the invasion of the UK run by the UN and the globalists to bring in the political permanent underclass that can brainwash and be anti-white. They're the ones creating the racism, the classism. They're the ones doing this, the clash of civilizations. We have all the footage of what a year and a half ago, there's so many. A woman prays 50 yards across the street from an abortion clinic, silently arrested. So if you stab people, you get out of jail the next day in the UK. Yeah, here's the footage. Go ahead and roll the audio of this.
What are you here for today?
Physically, I'm just standing here.
Okay. Why here of all places? I know you don't live nearby.
But this is an abortion centre.
Okay, that's why you're standing here. Are you standing here part of the protest?
No. I'm not protesting.
Are you praying?
I might be praying in my head.
So I ask you once more, will you voluntarily come with us now to the police station for me to ask you some questions about today and other days where there are allegations that you've broken public space and protection?
If I've got a choice, then no.
Okay, well then, you're under arrest, if you are suspicious of failing to comply with the public spaces protection order, which is under the Antisocial Behaviour Crimes Policy Act 2014. Now, of course, we again, you don't have to say anything. It may harm your defence if you didn't mention one question, something which you later on in court, and if you do say, maybe give it a chance. Do you understand the caution?
I don't know.
Silent thoughts and nobody's business. Catholic woman who was twice arrested for silently praying near abortion clinic says she fears police are becoming ideologically driven and she vows to carry on doing it on a weekly basis. I can show you the footage of the highly decorated Special Air Services fella. This is 2 years ago. There's hundreds of examples I can just think of myself. There's thousands of arrests every month. They brag about it. He put on Twitter at the time an image of, if you put the trans flag together, four of them, it makes a swastika, arrested. Last time I checked, he was in jail for a long time. So dangerous. So Laura Towler is pregnant. She already has a two-year-old girl with her husband, who's a political prisoner, Samuel Malia. You made a lot of great points. I was interrupting and jumping in, but just starting over, going back to the so-called trial, the judge, his intent, his thought crime, and then I'm going to try to give you the floor here for 10, 15 minutes or so to just tell everybody what you want to say. You're a really smart lady. You've got the floor.
Okay. I'm not really sure where to start, but, yeah, you know, like I said at the start, this is, it's just, every day, I was shocked when the verdict came, and I was shocked when the sentencing came. And every day it just becomes more and more and more surreal, and I become more and more and more angry at it because, like I said at the start, you know, everything on the stickers was legal. All of that text is legal. In addition to it, the truth is no defence in court is what they said. And then they said that no crimes had been committed because of these stickers. It is literally his intentions behind these stickers, which he's gone to prison for, and we can deal with it and, you know, whatever they throw at us, we can handle. But the saddest part is him being disconnected from his children, missing the birth of his second child and missing all those special milestones that happen in the first 6 to 8 months or so. So we want to push back against it. What I would ask people to do is, if they're watching this and they disagree with what's happened to Sam, if you could continue to raise awareness about his case and kick up a fuss about it, if you're in Britain, if you could contact your local MP about it, we are looking at if there's a possibility of appealing the verdict and also if there's the possibility of pursuing legal action against the police. We are speaking to legal professionals on that, but if you know anyone that can help with that regards, obviously that would be brilliant. But what I would really like people to do is become involved in something. If you're against this anti-white narrative that is pushed on us regularly and consistently, become involved with an organisation in your country, in Britain, and with Patriotic Alternative. We're a British advocacy group that stands up for the interests of British people. We do a lot of community building. We're involved in the electoral route as well. We raise awareness and act as a pressure group. It's an absolutely fantastic group. It's Britain's largest and most active nationalist organisation, patrioticalternative.org.uk. I will also say that everybody at Patriotic Alternative is still suspended from Twitter or X. Myself, my husband Sam, PA's leader Matt Collett is still suspended. If you can pressure Elon Musk potentially to allow us back on, We were all suspended on the same day at the same time and never given a reason why. When we appeal it, the appeal just gets quietly shut down and they just don't respond to us. If you could get us back on there, it would allow us to continue spreading Sam's story and also defend ourselves, you know, because there are a lot of lies going around about Sam at the moment, and to be able to debunk them and actually get his story out there, that would be brilliant. Thank you.
That is the worst part, because I've experienced it for 5 years, being banned everywhere. You're not just taken offline. You can't defend yourself, and they can make up anything they want. They steal your identity.
Yeah, exactly. And at Patriotic Alternative, we're lied about constantly. All the time. We've been going for over 4 years now, and the press will put out an article about us, and it'll just be complete lies, and we can't respond to it at all. They'll turn comments off on the article so that nobody can reply to it. And it just means that they're allowed to misrepresent you. So when people hear about you for the first time, it's something that's not true, and then they build this impression about you in their head. I just think that freedom of speech for all citizens is so important. And like we've said, you know, during this interview, you might not agree with everything that Sam said, but he wasn't telling people to go out and kill people or attack people or anything like that. He was just sharing his opinions, and he has the right to do that.
Well, what's happening is more and more people across the political spectrum and the racial spectrum, when they see the corporate media and the system attack somebody, they know they're good, or they know something's being hidden. So it's gotten so bad now that people see someone being demonized, and it backfires. So go back to that question I had before the break. The judge said, I want to put you in jail for 2 years, put you in prison for 2 years for your speech, for your thoughts, literally for your intent, for putting out these stickers so that the public could go see and print and use if they chose to do it. But there's almost no coverage in the UK of this because it's so embarrassing. So they want their cake and eat it, too. They want to intimidate people, but then not have it be in the news. And we're not going to let that happen. That's why stories like this are so important.
Yeah, I mean, they all publicized when he got the guilty verdict, they all publicized it. But with the sentencing, it's been quiet. I think there's been maybe two sort of like mainstream national news outlets that have reported on it and a couple of local newspapers. Nobody's really talking about the sentencing, and I think they do know that it's very heavy-handed. But I wonder if one of the reasons is because we're unapologetic about it. What usually happens is if you do something naughty and then they hound you and jump on you and attack you, if you apologise, I think they like the public to see that. We're not sorry. You know, we're nationalists. We're white people. We love our race. We love our people. We believe our people exist and should be the majority of the population in Britain, and we're never, ever, ever going to apologise about that. So I wonder if they don't want to publicise Sam's case and our organisation with regards to this matter, because they're not going to get that apology. And there's no point in apologising anyway, because they never accept it.
What would your husband say right now, who's sitting there in a jail cell for his speech in the once free nation of England? What would Samuel Malia be saying right now if he was on air?
He would say thank you to everyone who's publicising his case and all the support that we're getting as well. And, I mean, we filmed a video of him before he went into the court for his sentencing. And he just said, don't let this deter you. I want people to stay involved in the struggle, people to keep telling the truth. I want people to push back against this anti-white system that's attacking us and oppressing us so much. That is his main message, really. He doesn't want people to give up. He wants people to get involved, join the struggle and play your part and just push back against
it. All right, Laura Towler, stay there. Let's hear more of what your husband will say, who's in prison for thought crime in the UK. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
News reports $1 trillion every 100 days is being issued by the Treasury. Now, Biden's put out more money in the last 3+ years than was ever put out the first 248 years or whatever it is the country's existence. I live here too, okay? And the same monetization of debt, and this has happened worldwide, so it's not just here. I don't wish this on anybody, but we need to be ready for the crash landing. We need to admit we're in this situation and not stick our heads in the sand. So that's coming up next hour. Now, Laura Taller's husband is a major political prisoner, Shamil Melia, M-E-L-I-A, 2 years in jail for posting stickers online that say our borders are open, we're being replaced, stand up for yourself. Meanwhile, you turn on any Hollywood movie, whites are the devil, whites all need to be killed, professors, leftists, whites are inherently evil. And we're supposed to sit here while they do all this. It's not enough to call us racist for no reason. Now, they're the ones being completely racist, mainly globalists and, you know, think tanks pushing the brown majority worldwide to hate white people. And then white people are like, hey, I'm not going to take this. Well, we'll just throw your ass in jail. So, Laura, I asked you to talk about what your husband, if he was here, would talk about. I wasn't looking at the clock. I didn't realize the break was coming up. I'm sorry. Start over. Your husband is in jail right now. But we're going to send him prayers and energy and love and support for his free speech. What would he be saying right now? Start over, and then what do you want to say about your husband right now and why you chose this fight?
Yes, well, sorry for talking when your break was about to start. Sam, if he could get a message out there, he would say what he said in the video that we filmed before we went into court. And that is just to don't be put off by what's happened to him, because I honestly do believe that we're the majority of people. If you look at the response to what's happened to Sam, 99% of the comments on social media are supporting him. Even people who don't agree with him are saying he has the right to say this.
And by the way, start over. I just want to say this. That's why they want you silenced, is because you're good people standing up for yourselves under attack. And people resonate. That's why they want to silence you, because courage is contagious. Sorry, start over.
Yeah, I mean, Sam is not some, you know, evil caricature of some, you know, like demon or evil guy. He's just a normal family man. He's a sign maker, he's a tradesman. He's obviously a husband, he's a father to his daughter. We've got another daughter coming in the middle of April. And he's just a brilliant, kind, strong man. And I think that's what the establishment fears, you know, that they want these, like, evil Nazis or these evil extremists that they can put on the platform and say, hey, look how bad the right are. But Sam isn't like that, and I think that's why he's such a threat to the establishment and why they've come down so hard on him. But yeah, he would just say, like, don't let this deter you, because that's what they wanted to do. That's what they wanted to do. They said, we are sending you to prison to act as a deterrent. If you get scared and back off because of this, they've won. So what you need to do is get involved. You don't have to be at the front. You don't have to be picking up a megaphone like Sam did and shouting in front of loads of people. There are things that you can do behind the scenes. You can write articles. You can raise awareness of stuff on social media. We've got a hashtag going at the moment, #FreeSamMelia. You can get involved in that. You can financially support organisations that are going out and, you know, doing homeless outreach like we do at Patriotic Alternative. There is so much that you can do, but get involved. You know, use this as a sign to get involved. What's that thing about where when they cut someone's head off, like 10 more stand up in its place? That's what we need to do in response to this.
Well, it's really an amazing moment. And I notice on X, where you're still banned, I think Elon should restore you guys, just for the fact you're political. I mean, Hamas and Hezbollah are on there literally murdering Jews, and that's okay because, oh, well, they're a political group. But then, and I think it should be there so you can see what they're doing. I think what they did was wrong. I think when Israel's gone too far now and what they're doing with attacking the civilians is wrong, too. But we can all have our own opinion, right, on that. We need to be able to see the facts. But overhead shot on this, it's in mainstream news. This judge is famous for letting people with child porn and pedophiles off. So this judge looks like a really, really nasty guy. What do we know about this judge?
Well, this has all come out since he sentenced Sam. There's a guy called No Chance who wrote a thread about him on Twitter. And it's all of these paedophiles that he's basically given a sentence to. So they've been found guilty of something, but it's a non-custodial sentence, including people who had child porn images of one-year-old babies, including people who were repeat offenders. I mean, Sam has a clean criminal record. He's a man of good character. And there are repeat offenders who are paedophiles who had child porn on their computers, who this judge has given either a community order, which is community service, or a suspended.
Oh, it's the same thing with the judges I talked to in Texas, federal judges. And it's in the news. They order them to let child rapists go. So it's the same thing. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, anything involving harming a child should be an incredibly tough sentence, and you want to keep those people away from children forever. But especially when you've got a repeat offender. I mean, to me, that's just absolutely awful how they could do that. And it's not just one or two, you know. There are lots of judges in this country that seem to give very, very lenient sentences.
Especially with what they call the Asian rape gangs that are really the Muslim rape gangs.
Yeah, well, actually, while we were in court waiting for Sam's sentencing, we were sat opposite a rape gang of 42 people, 42 people, 39 men and 3 women who'd been responsible for the Kirklees grooming gang. Our press call it the grooming gang. They'd raped, abused, and even forced young girls into prostitution. And the judge is in there saying, you know, this isn't true. It's a nuanced issue and all this kind of stuff. We're literally sat outside looking in the eyes of child rapists, and you're telling us that we're not allowed to talk about it.
Wow. Tommy Robinson's a great example of this. Put in prison over and over again for a speech, viciously attacked by Antifa. And they would tell him, just don't be political anymore or join us. We'll give you a job. Just back off. Just give in. But it doesn't look like what they've done to Tommy and others has worked. What's your view on Tommy Robinson?
Well, Tommy Robinson has actually raised awareness about what's happening to Sam, and I really do appreciate him doing that. I think he's done a good job of raising awareness of the grooming gangs in Britain. I mean, we've not always got on, you know. There are things that we disagree with.
Oh, no, Tommy's way pro-Israel, which, again, he's a great guy. That's, I get his view. I understand his perspective. The point is he understands what's happening. He was wrong.
Yes, exactly. And I really do appreciate him doing that because he does have a big platform. And when he spoke about what happened to Sam, and he did seem really angry about it, He raised awareness about that to his followers and to people who were looking at him, and we are thankful that he did that. Whether it was, you know, for genuine intentions or not, he still did it, which we do appreciate.
All right, Laura Towler, we'll get updates from you. Stay in contact with us, patrioticalternative.org.uk, and people can go out for themselves and see the thought crime stickers. I agree with about 95% of them. I disagree with some of them, but hey, he has a right to do it. And I think it came from a good place, but even came from a bad place. He has that right. And I think you're a very good lady. And I would imagine if I talk to your husband, he comes off like that, the videos I've seen. And I think you're standing up for yourselves. And compared to the left, your racial vitriol is like a 1 and they're a 50. You know, a scale of 1 to 10. The left is off the hook, anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-European. And we need to stand up for ourselves. And I stand up for everybody, folks. I fight hard against the fact that over half the abortions in America are black kids. I don't want to kill black babies. But I also don't want them raised up to hate me because I'm white. See, it is nuanced. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Everyone who's listening, please continue to kick up a fuss about this. Thanks, Alex. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You stay in contact with us, okay?
Okay.
Because I look up and a year goes by. As soon as there's an update, next week, 2 weeks from now, you reach out to us and we'll get you on, okay?
Thank you very much. I will do.
Thank you. A lady has a lot of courage. She's a good person. Again, what white people are doing in response to all this anti-white racism is a 1 or a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. The left is like a 50. I mean, they are off the chart, foaming at the mouth anti-white, and it's the ADL, folks. They're racial politics. The closest things to Nazis I've seen is the ADL, and I'll just call it out because I believe in Martin Luther King Jr. Judge people according to the character of their deeds. I don't look at color. But I'll tell you this, I'm not going to sit back and be demonized and attacked anymore. I'm done. I told everybody this. And it was this last summer, my 6-year-old daughter went to a summer exercise camp. And she doesn't make stuff up, and she's smart. She sounds like a 30-year-old woman when she talks. I tell you, she's amazing. And she said, Daddy, you know, during lunch they played these videos about how white people are bad. And I confirmed it was real. It's a cult, folks. You send your kid to a 6-hour-a-day sports camp, and they don't even say it's political, and it's got high ratings, and they're brainwashing your 6-year-old. She's like, am I bad because I'm white? And then I went and looked it up and found out they did that. And I was like, okay, this is it. It's over. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not bad because I'm white. I'm not going along with this anymore, folks. And black people or anybody else, they're telling you you're bad because what color you are, you should stand up for yourself, too. I'm going to break. Please remember, we're listener-supported. InfoWarsStore.com has incredible products. You need Nitric Boost. You need Turbo Force. You need Next Level Foundational Energy. They go together. Turbo Force, Next Level Foundational Energy, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Nitric Boost, up to 40% off right now. Those sales are about to end, by the way, because X3 and X2 are coming back in the next week or two. Those sales are about to end on turmeric, on it all. InfoWarsStore.com. And get a Team Humanity t-shirt while you're there. Team Humanity. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.